Welcome again in our Mornings with Data and Artificial Intelligence. Today, I would like to share three things that can be a ways of monetize your data. Three elements, you can look at that from your business perspective if you would like to start projects or initiatives to achieve one goal, monetize your data. Optimizing processes and activities is first thing. Every time you look in your company and your organization from the perspective or monetizing your data, it's very interesting to me to look at the optimization. Optimization always brings opportunities for data to be monetized. So why it's so important? Because first of all, you want to remove waste. Removing waste, you can spot the waste by analyzing data. Let me give you an example. If you see it in your marketing department, there are several different tools that are being used for your churn prevention. By analyzing a time, screen time, login time, time or number of users, and multiply that by factors like, for instance, where you have most contacts or which software cover most of your processes. But combining these factors together, you can get a lot of insight from the data and decide which software you want to abandon and which software you want to invest in. That's the easiest way to monetize your data in optimizing bucket. The second element is enhancing customer experience. If you think from a customer's perspective, every time you want to change something on the front page, on the back end, on a front line, it would be great if you have a data behind that to make sure you are doing great things. Let me give you an example. If your business is to sell something online, which is e-commerce, or you, like me, publish a content and then you want to make changes in the customer experience, it's great to analyze, for instance, average session versus engagement versus downloads or subscriptions. So for instance, if people are coming to my blog, I look which articles are driving the higher engagement. It's not always a bounce rate, that's also a different factors, but also how much they engage with the website, how much they actually consume the content, which pages drive them to subscribe to my newsletter, for instance, or where they abandon the specific article and which website to move. By conducting that analysis, I will, for instance, decide to remove the ebook section or put that ebook section in a different place and make it smoother to approach more articles than ebooks, because by data I can see that ebooks are not that important for my audience as are the weekly articles. The same with e-commerce. Which website drives the most engagement? It's a simple example, but gives you an idea what I'm talking about, monetizing your data, enhancing a customer experience bucket. And the third thing is launching new products or services based on your data. The example I mentioned in the previous Mornings with Data and AI, the one of the like the most, is adding something to the bundle. So let's say your business exists because you help customers with consulting services and you help them to implement artificial intelligence and data projects. That's your core business. But analyzing conversations with all your customers, summarizing them, like for instance using ChatGPT, you can get another consulting company's insight what customers are talking about. I'm not saying sharing the confident data, but just putting more lights on how data is considered, where the best use cases are actually hidden, how the business case should be designed, or how the next big thing in artificial intelligence and data can be released. So that kind of things will be adding as the insight they can download, for instance, as the downloadable, payable ebook or insight, and your core business will stay the same. But looking at your data, what you have, you can also develop new services. In this particular example, it's an add-on, but you can do the same rule within your core business. Thanks a lot. Have a great Monday, and I hope to see you tomorrow on Tuesday. Take care. Bye-bye.